he thought completely differently to how I thought. My Aunt Ellen loves TK Maxx, and I would, because I drove and she didn't drive, I would drive her. We went out to TK Maxx, and when mobile phones came out, and he was on the phone all the time, and she would be like, for God's sake, why is he phoning you all the time? And I was like, oh, I don't know, he does it all the time. It was just, another time we had an argument, and I was due to go to my work, and told me not to go to my work, and I said, I have to go to my work. I was a carer for South Lanarkshire Council, and I had my wee clients I went to every day, and he ran out to the car in the bonnet, and I don't know what he did, but I couldn't press my clutch or my brake, I can't remember what it was, but I couldn't start my car, and I couldn't drive my car, and I was frustrated because I had to get to work. If I fell asleep on the couch, he would open all the windows, put the big light on, or pour a basin of water over you. He would, if he came in from at night, sometimes I took the bulb out the bedroom, because he would just come in, turn all the lights on, and demand his rights, whether he wanted to or not. One time he came in, and he was really different this time. He had an axe, and he was really shouting, and he always came in saying, I've been talking to somebody, and what have you been up to? I know you've been this and that, and accusing me of having affairs, and I was never out anywhere. I wasn't allowed out anywhere, and you couldn't placate him, you wouldn't believe anything, he would just think you were lying, and he thingied axe as if he was going to hit me, but it went in the side table of the bed thing, and the axe, the axe mark was just a constant reminder as well,